I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for listening today. And it's summertime, the unofficial start of summer here on Memorial Day, and looking ahead to what's going on, well, part of what's going on Thursdays in Washington Park in downtown Cincinnati, just a block away from the studio we sit in right now, will be Bandstand Bluegrass on Thursday nights, presented by WVXU, and here to talk about not only the Bandstand Bluegrass, but also all that's happening in Washington Park this summer, are Brittany Carden, the communications officer for 3CDC, and Jake Speed, the local musician and booker for Bandstand Bluegrass, here to talk about all the festivities. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Huzzah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to begin with you, Jake, and asking about this Bandstand Bluegrass. I know Washington Park has been known for, well, luminosity and Zumba classes and a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Bluegrass, where did the bluegrass come into the picture?
Well, it's called Bluegrass Bandstand because there's this beautiful little gazebo type of bandstand thing like you would have seen people playing on back in the 30s and 40s when they were trying to, you know, promote some political candidate or something like that, singing "You Are My Sunshine" or whatever, "Keep on the Sunny Side," you know. So it kind of harkens back to that good old days, like we saw in that movie "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" a couple years ago by the Coen brothers. So I guess it's just become a popular genre. I mean, I would really put it at the start of that movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
"Oh
yes,
Brother, where Art Thou" with
George Clooney.
Yeah. And ever since that movie, we always got all these requests for, you know, "Man of Constant Sorrow" or "In the Jailhouse Now" or the "Big Rock Candy Mountain." So it seems like that was about the time when bluegrass started getting a lot more popular. And ever since then, you know, it's become a kind of a cool thing where even young people are playing bluegrass. I mean, kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have seen that maybe like 20 years ago. Everyone was, or, you know, wanted to be playing in grunge bands, or 40 years ago, rock and roll. But now it seems like the hip thing to do is play some bluegrass or old-timey music.
Yes,
is what it's also called, you know?
Well, I have to confess that I'm a violinist, but I started out playing fiddle because my folks are big bluegrass fans, and so the first lessons they got me were fiddle lessons,
yeah,
which lasted about 2 weeks until the teacher said, "You gotta learn to play the violin before you can
play
the fiddle."
Oh man, that's the worst mistake you ever made.
I can play some fiddle tunes,
okay,
as it goes along. But yeah, it makes sense here in Cincinnati. With you know, we're not that far from the Appalachian Mountains and
exactly.
Appalachia. So
yeah.
So what are the roots of bluegrass here in Cincinnati?
Well, Cincinnati has a kind of rich bluegrass history because in the early King Records days, you know, King Records.
Mm-hmm.
They were recording bluegrass artists like the Delmore Brothers, were a big recording artist out of King, but also bands were playing at the, was it called the Midwestern Hayride?
Oh, right, on the WLW.
Yeah, on WLW, sorry.
Yeah,
and,
sorry
and so the hottest players in the region were living in Cincinnati because they could get good work playing on this radio show, and so a lot of regional artists would come to Cincinnati to record with these sessionists, you know, and down there at Herzog Studio, where City Beat is,
right,
is a studio where one of the most iconic bluegrass songs was recorded, the Foggy Mountain Breakdown, the instrumental that Earl Scruggs just blew away, and it was the...
That was in the Herzog Studio?
Yeah,
really?
And it was recorded back in the 40s, and... you know, I mean, that's historical right there. They got a plaque out there in front of it to mark that occasion. And so I guess it kind of was launched by Sid Nathan and that hillbilly music, they called it, that he was putting out back in the 40s and 50s. And then, of course, King turned into more of like a soul and R&B label later on in its years. But that it goes all the way back to there. So I guess people have always been coming out of the mountains, coming to Cincinnati to get some good work. Even Hank Williams, who isn't exactly a bluegrass artist, but sure loved bluegrass music, recorded here in Cincinnati with some of these players.
So Bandstand Bluegrass, I know, Brittany, that you put a lot of different programming together for Washington Park, and you know, I reeled off a couple, but so when bluegrass popped up, what did you think about, oh, bluegrass? I mean, had you seen "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou"?
You know what? Actually, I haven't. It's on my list of things to see. You know, that
it's a great movie.
You
need
to see
it
before you die. So
yeah.
It's on my list. But we're all about bringing different people to Washington Park, and we're all about bringing new and exciting things to the neighborhood. So when they told me that they wanted to introduce Bluegrass Night, I was all for it because I love seeing people sitting outside on the benches around the bandstand having a good time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I'm talking to, that's Brittany Carden, the communications officer for 3CDC. Also in the studio here, Jake Speed, local musician and booker for Bandstand Bluegrass, presented by WVXU on Thursdays. And we'll talk about when it starts and who's going to be there. But we're also talking about the history of bluegrass players here in Cincinnati, a lot that we have. But what about today, Jake, when it comes to today's bluegrass scene here in Cincinnati?
Well, let me ask you a question. You said you play the fiddle. What do you think most people think of when they think of bluegrass? What instrument, I mean?
The banjo.
The banjo. Everyone thinks of the banjo. And I feel like that genre, the name bluegrass music, the whole genre itself was created by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. That's where the name came from, his band Bluegrass Boys that blew everybody away at the Grand Ole Opry back in the middle and late 40s. And so his five players have these five instruments that kind of have defined this genre. But, you know, 60 years later, 70 years later, whatever it is, people have taken varying roots to defining bluegrass. And that's what's cool about this bluegrass bandstand. You're not going to just see a guitarist, fiddle, banjo player, upright bass, and mandolin. You'll see variations. You know, you'll always probably see acoustic guitar. You're going to see probably a mandolin, maybe a banjo, but maybe not. You might see, like with Hickory Robot, they're kind of fronted by a fiddle player. Wild Carrot, they got a kind of dobro style guitar. The Red Cedars are a band where they'll actually have a percussionist, but he'll be playing like a washboard, and he'll be playing like his suitcase, you know, that like they'll also sell the CDs out of at the set break. And so you got all these people taking varying looks at bluegrass. We call it that just because it's a well-known name and people can kind of get it. But I hope people come with a kind of open mind about what we're defining as bluegrass. But there's all kinds of bands. There's a bunch of young bands. We should talk about the bands, right?
Yes,
because that's what people come to see, right?
That's
We're open this season. Jake Speed and the Freddies, my band's playing, and then followed by the Red Cedars. So that's one of the few nights where there'll be actually two bands on the bill.
So that's May 29th.
Yes!
Is when you're doing it. And Jake Speed and the Freddies are opening it up there.
Right. And from then, we'll be mostly doing one band evenings. It goes from 7 to 10 p.m., and the band will play a couple of different sets. There'll be all kinds of food and drink there. There's places to sit, but most people actually just kind of bring a picnic blanket, and they set the kids out on the lawn. You'll see all these little babies and two-year-olds, and even one year Emilio Estevez came to a gig because he was shooting a movie. No, I'm serious.
Well, maybe Don Cheadle will be showing up, you know, since he's doing that Miles Davis movie this summer. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bring him down to the bandstand. It's cool stuff. But you'll have bands that have been playing in this area for 40 years, like the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars or members of the Northern Kentucky Bluegrass Band. But then we're bringing in some people even from out of town, from the region. There's this guy named Al Scorch and Woody Pines. They're both coming in from somewhere in Tennessee. And and then there's some newcomers that haven't even ever played at the Bluegrass Bandstand. Buffalo, check out this name. Buffalo Wobbs in the Price Hill Hustle.
I love it.
Don't you just want to go see them?
I love it.
Just based on the name alone. And then, of course, some staples like the Tillers will be there. It's going to be a great lineup this year. Rattlesnake and Daddies, one of my favorite bands.
So we're talking about the Bandstand Bluegrass Thursday nights in Washington Park. I'm here with Jake Speed from Jake Speed and the Freddies, who will be on opening night Thursday, May 29th. But a lot happens at Washington Park, and that's why also in the studio with me is Brittany Carden from 3CDC to talk about that. So that's Thursdays, but I know there's something happening every night of the week in Washington Park, right,
there
Brittany?
There sure is. We've got a ton of different things going on. Our fitness series last year was really popular, so we decided to bring it back and kind of expand on it. So if yoga isn't really your thing, we also added a boot camp. We added dance fitness with Naomi. That's all on Tuesdays. We're bringing jazz back for all of our jazz fans.
Oh, yes.
And we've got some good folks lined up. We've got Mark Fields, Dick Sisto, FOMO Deep. I think people are going to be really thrilled about that. We're bringing back our movies, that lineup is actually up on our website. And we've got Friday Flow is up too. We're kicking things off with EU. And we're bringing in Bobby Valentino. I know some throwbacks on there for sure. We've got Playa. And then my favorite band is probably Hot Sauce. It's these young guys out of Detroit. And they've come every year for the last 3 years. And they are fantastic. They do covers and then a lot of their own original work. So I'm really plugging that one. They're fantastic. And then we've also got some exciting things going on. Sundays, it's our OTR Perform series. We've got the opera coming back. We've got the Preservation Hall Jazz Society coming.
Ooh.
And yeah, we've got a lot of exciting things in the works. So please, 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 if bluegrass isn't your thing or you want to know what else we have, you think bluegrass is the only thing Washington Park does, it's not. I promise you, we've got tons of exciting stuff to keep you occupied all summer.
And you can see it all on their website, which you can link through our website, wvxu.org, and it has a whole schedule of what's going on and places where you can tweet and post on Facebook and put pictures on there of your time in Washington Park. It's really pretty cool. Check it out by visiting wvxu.org. So Tuesdays is the workouts that you were talking about. Wednesday's the jazz. Thursday, the bandstand bluegrass that we're doing. Friday is a Friday Flow. The movies are on Saturdays usually, and then OTR performs on Sunday. So that means just Monday is kind of free and easy in Washington
Monday's
Park.
Monday's kind of free and easy. We do have a kickball league through Society Sports Leagues that plays on Monday and Thursday. So come out, watch them kick the ball around, grab a beer, hang out by the bandstand. We've got a really awesome playground in Dog Park, too, by the way, if you haven't been down yet.
So take advantage. And a nice water park there that I know the kids just love. I can see when I look out the window here at the station and see the dancing fountains and the kids dancing in the fountains.
Right, and it lights up at night, too. 129 pop jets. It's fantastic.
And do you know that the fountain water can be synchronized with the beat of the band?
Really?
Yes.
Don't you want to go down there on Thursday night and just see a banjo just rip into it while the water just pulsates?
It's awesome.
I was going to say. So how do you make that happen, Brittany? I mean, how can someone make that happen?
Well, actually, it's a really cool kind of app that was initially put together when the park reopened. So we can sync it to whatever we want, be it Beethoven, to Star Wars, to Usher. We've done it all. We wanted to see what it could do. But there's a nifty little app. And if you go to washingtonpark.org, it has more info. But it's linked directly to Music Hall. So you can select your composer, whoever you want, and it will play over the speakers. And then you can watch the fountain dance to it. So
too darn cool.
I know.
Well, you mentioned Music Hall, and of course the big hit last year was Luminosity. And so there's always these special events happening in Washington Park. Luminosity coming back. Tell us about Luminosity and tell us about the other big events that might be, or, you know, special events that could be happening.
Luminosity is coming back. That is the tail end of July into early August. And they're actually expanding it. I believe it was two nights with a dress rehearsal. So now it's three nights with a dress rehearsal.
Oh.
So they're still working on all the details. But as soon as we have them, we'll get them out there. And as for anything else that's going on, things kind of always pop up. So we always encourage people to keep an eye on WashingtonPark.org or our Facebook page or sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you know, because we've got a couple things in the works that we can't quite release yet, but we think people are going to love them.
Mum is the word. So how do you find the crowds at Washington Park and around here in Cincinnati when it comes to the music, Jake? I mean, you know, they seems we have a music crazy city here.
I know. I was a little bit skeptical at first. I thought bluegrass in Washington Park, like who is going to come to that? But I think the beauty and the elegance of that park and the big old trees and the open space. And these bluegrass followers are devoted folks, and they bring their whole family and they run the kids in the field and in that playground you were talking about that is incredible. I mean, I was on that thing. Climbing in the castle and swinging on the thing. One thing you do got to tell the kids, though, they bang on the bells.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yes.
When the bands are playing, the bells are in the key of B and the band's in C, and there's some, I'm just messing. It's not really that big of a deal, but it's funny. So there's just so much to do down there that it usually ends up being a kind of unofficial get together with me and all my friends who have kids and need a good kind of like family. Friendly event to go see. So those folks usually come for the first half of the set, and then as it gets a little bit later, you know, then the younger folks come down, and it's a good mix of all kinds of people.
A lot of fun happening. Well, thank you both for being here today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's Brittany Carden, the communications officer for 3CDC, and Jake Speed, the local musician and booker for Bandstand Bluegrass, which kicks off May 29th, presented by WVXU, with Jake Speed and the Freddies and more, plus many dates all the way through September. A full list you'll find at the Washington Park website, which you can get to through our website, wvxu.org. We'd love to see you down at Washington Park and having some fun. And like Jake and Brittany have said, yeah, you just got to go because it's a great place to be. So thanks again, guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.